If it hadn't been by the grace of God, if it hadn't been by the grace of God, I want you to take some few minutes and say, Lord, if it hadn't been by your grace, worship the name of the Lord and say, Lord, you are worthy.
You have taken away my shame. You've taken away my pain.
Worship the name of the Lord, somebody. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Father, you are worthy to be praised.
This is my testimony.
Yes,
I honor you, O God. I magnify your name. I honor you, O God.
I magnify your name.
Worship the name of the Lord, somebody. It has been by the grace of God. It has been by the grace of God. It has not mattered what you are. It has been by the grace of God. It has been by the grace of God. It has been by the grace of God. Somebody, I want you to lift up your voice. See, there are things that break chains. Sometimes you want to pray that hard prayer, but you have forgotten that the one that God gave to you, you never appreciated. You know, sometimes you want to pray that hard knock prayer. You want to pray and feel that I have prayed, but I tell you, there are certain prayers, there are certain breakthroughs that come by lifting up the name of the Lord. Bible said, God said, go round the wall of Jericho 7 times and praise the Lord. And I, the Lord, will come down from heaven and sit on the walls. And Bible said, after the 7th time, the wall of Jericho broke down. Sometimes the things that you need, you just need to appreciate the one that God has given to you. Some of us, God has given us 1, 2, 3, 4. Because of just one that God has not given back to you, you cannot say, Lord, I am grateful. God has taken you through that stage with all those mistakes you have made. He has given you 1, He has given you 2, He has given you 3. This is a time you have to say, oh God, I know the one that I'm praying for, you are going to give to me. So I am thanking you for that.
Taking away my pain. Yeah.
I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, you have taken away my shame. The way they plan that your life will end, they plan that your life will end in the grave, or by now you are messed up. But look at them today. Somebody lift up your voice. 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 I tell you, I'll be an hypocrite and a bad pastor unto you if I don't tell you how to appreciate God. If I don't tell you that the things that God has been doing for you, you have to appreciate. I'll be a bad pastor and I'll be a bad person. Even as human beings as we are, sometimes when you do things for people, you wish they will appreciate it. And by appreciation, you are telling the person to do more. I said, as you appreciate God, He's going to move you into an arena. Yeah, an arena. An arena to receive. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and say, Lord, you are worthy. Worship the name of the Lord. Worship the name of the Lord. Worship the name of the Lord. Worship the name of the Lord, somebody. Worship the name of the Lord, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Abado sepeka debrenye hakapata brandia tatatata. Liko porondo sepeka rihande brandi anna bada 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 ba. Lepe keteke debrende da bada 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 da da bada bo shabrandia ta. Lapaka da bada bada da 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 shabrandia ta brandi hando seke da brandia ta bada bada. Leka bada 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 do seke da brandia ta. La paka padu shabrandi hanto sadinya ene de de hekete de 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 bo shabraka da ba da ba da ba da ba da da le paka da brando shabaka da brandi ata ba da ba rato se kata da da brandi ata le te 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 de 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 le pre kapara hando sa oh lord your word it is Sunday. Oh Lord, you are worthy this Sunday. Lord, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. Yeah, me now I see. Worthy you are, yeah, mommy. We give you glory, we give you glory. More. Yes, more. Me now I see. Yeah, worthy you are, yeah, mommy. We worship you, oh God. Mama. Yes, umo. Me, that was he. We worship you, oh God. We worship you, oh God. Be that was he. Wadiawaya, mami, yami. Me, yami. Why am you? Why am you? Mo. Yes, mo. Me now I see. Why do you want? Yeah, mommy. Mo. Yes, mo. Me now I see. Somebody, I want you to pray right now and connect your spirit to God. Yes, mo. I want you to connect yourself to the spirit of God right now. Say, oh God, connect me right now. God, connect me. I want to feel your presence at where I am right now. See, beloved, it takes a certain step to feel the presence of God. To feel the presence of God does not come by chance. It takes a certain faith and a certain step. I want you to feel the presence of God in your room, wherever you are, you find yourself right now. For Bible says they that worship the Lord must worship it in spirit and in truth. Until you acknowledge God in worship and in truth, from a truthful heart, from your spirit, you begin to feel the presence of God in your life. I tell you, Lipakata do sekeriando sabrandi atada do sabram. I want you to feel the presence and the power of God in your life. Feel the presence of God in your life. if the Lord has made you sin today, which is Sunday, 29th of October, we just have two months ahead for the year to come to an end. And just begin to calculate from January to now, how many times people have called you that they lost somebody? How many times people have called to tell you that they have lost this person? At your workplace, where the area you live in, how many funerals have gone around that area? But your name is not part of that list. I want you to acknowledge the presence of God. I say, Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy. Yesu mo, Yesu mo. No. I want you to acknowledge the presence of God. I say, you are worthy. Be da wa si wa di wa wa di wa yamami. Be yamie wa yemio wa yepio. Mo. Yesu mo. Amina wa si wa di wa yamami. See. The accidents on the road, some of us, we have been driving every day on this road, on these potholes. Some of us, sometimes the driver will speed up and you ask yourself, hey, driver Tobo, why? But the same way you are telling somebody, driver Tobo, somebody lost their life out of the same speed rate. Beloved, if you are alive, I just want you to acknowledge God right now. If I don't tell you to acknowledge God and appreciate the one thing God has given to you, I don't think I've been a good pastor to you. Yes, I will be a bad pastor if I don't tell you how to appreciate. I tell you, kababu sha ta 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 ta, lipa kaparo sha bre kaparo sha brandi ha ta ba da da. I want you to acknowledge the presence of God in your life and understand the goodness of God in your life. I want you to understand the goodness of God in your life. I want you to understand the goodness of God in your life. Yay! Hey! Marando sete di anda brande ato se cabrando saba lipacado sete de rato sete de. Bible said the woman Mary Magdalene, when Jesus was about to be buried, or they were about to betray Jesus, she was the one that prepared Jesus for the journey ahead. She looked back and said, this man, when they caught me red-handed in adultery, he came to save my life. Some of us, where God picked us from, some of us, I remember when my father died, and because of struggle, I became a kobolo. And God picked me. He picked me. And today here I am. I don't know. Some friends that I know, some of them, their parents were so wealthy. Yes. When I lost my father and I moved from my preparatory school or the private school, and I began to go to Saito, those parents have money to fend for their children. Just 2 months ago, one of my bad body that sometimes I go to their house and sometimes eat over there because there's no food. He became a land guard, one of the chief land guards. Recently, he was shot with his junior brother. They all died at the spot. Just look at me. But this guy I'm talking about, when we used to move, I was the hardcore man. I was the hardcore boy. He became a land guard. Ah, they shot him, the police shot him, and the junior brother, they died at the spot. Ah, look at me today. I am the one telling you about Christ. I am the one telling you about Christ. Just look back. I say, this, your appreciation is opening door for you. I don't know, but this is not what I came here for today. This is not what I came here for. This is not what I came here for. Remember, Bible said 10 lepers came to Jesus, and Jesus said, go and show yourself to the priest. And Bible said they came back, and when coming back, only one person returned. And Jesus said to him, your faith has made you whole. Where are the rest? You are always crying, asking from God every day. He gives you this, tomorrow you ask for apple. He gives you apple, tomorrow you ask for tomato. He gives you tomato, tomorrow you are crying for akwadu, banana. God gives you banana, the next day you are crying for watermelon. Hey! When will you say, Oh Lord, you have been grateful unto me. You have been grateful to me. I never knew you favor me this way. Turn my life around. I cannot imagine. I want you to think far. See, as I'm talking to you, most of us need God for something, but I tell you, if you cannot appreciate Him, it's just waiting for your appreciation. It's just waiting for your appreciation. He's just waiting for your appreciation. If you can go on your knees and say, Lord, I have offended you by not appreciating your goodness in my life. Lord, I have offended you by not going on my knees and say, Lord, you are worthy. Some children have become orphans because their parents are dead. But you are alive. You are alive. You are alive. I know somebody at lab. That day they got married on Saturday. The Sunday, the woman died on the bed. The woman died on the bed. See, 2018 group, the nurses, who wrote the nurses? I think it was 2019 when their results came or something. They were going for their results. Two of them at Tamale, they died. They were knocked down by a car. Two nurses, they died. They died. Two nurses died at the spot, knocked down by a car. Knocked down by a car. Knocked down by a car. I want you to give God the glory. I'll be a bad pastor. I'll be a bad prophet. I'll be a bad apostle and I'll be a bad pastor and evangelist unto you if I don't tell you how to appreciate the goodness of God in your life. Beloved, no matter what you're going through, what you're going through, somebody could not stand it. Even you standing the temptations and the trials of life, it is by grace. You have the grace to survive it. It's by grace. What you are going through, somebody just went through a little of it. The person killed him or herself. The person could not stand it. That sickness, that thing that you are facing, that makes you cry sometimes. I tell you that somebody cannot stand it. The person just gave up the ghost. So if you are able to stand certain things, it's by grace. It means that God has given you grace for the next journey. If you don't appreciate that, don't expect anything. If you don't appreciate that, don't expect anything. If you don't appreciate that, don't appreciate it. Don't expect anything. I appreciate God. Somebody wish to be like you. Somebody wish to be like you. The way you go up and down, up, up and down, up and down, up and down. Somebody want to be like you. I tell you, the moment you appreciate God in this mood of fire, the Lord is connecting you. The Lord will be looking inside you right now and he will say, this is my son, this is my daughter, understands me. If you have appreciated God, say, oh God, I connect my spirit. Lord, take charge over me. Say, Lord, take charge over me. Lord, take charge over me. Take charge over me, Lord.
God is
here. There is a certain power moving at where you are. Lipa kaprando shateka do sebreka ta 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 ta. Marando shekare osha prandi ya ta 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 ta. Lipa koparu paru shabreka para ya deka ta 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 ta. Ya koparu shadeka marando shabrandi ya. Let the spirit of God take charge. Let the spirit of God take charge. Let the spirit of God take charge. I said this morning, something is happening in the realms of the spirit right now. Chains have been broken. Deliverances are taking place. People have been loosed. Sicknesses have been taken away. I don't feel like preaching. I feel like prophesying unto your life. I feel like God is about to lift somebody from the hands of the enemy. Hey, every dungeon. Yeah, every sickness has been taken away. God is bringing his children back unto him. The spirit of God is releasing some people. I tell you, your relationship with God now connects you. Connects your spirit. Say, oh God, I need you. I need you more than more. I need you more than more. Yeah. paro sabrandia tatatata marando seka de brandia tabrando setatata. Lord, I connect my spirit to your spirit. Let the fire of God, 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 let the fire of God. The Lord is renewing minds. The Lord is renewing minds. Hey, the Lord is renewing minds. The Lord is changing destinies. 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 Yeah. Paro paro para kata gandisha brandia. Mato seka pada brandia tata tata. Maraka pada brandia kata ba. Somebody, if you can speak in tongues, I want you to begin to speak in tongues. Ila paku paro shabrandia da. Mako paro seka tata. God is bringing his children back to himself. You are on fire for God. I feel the presence of God. God is bringing his children from dungeons. He's bringing his children back unto himself. He's bringing prodigal sons back. God is bringing prodigal sons and daughters back. Those who have lost faith in the Lord because of situations, God is bringing them back. Those because of certain things, their prayer life are turning to something else. They cannot pray like they used to pray before. God is raising soldiers. Liberato se catalyando se tete. Ela da 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 da. Rata soja brandiata. Le carandi shata. God is raising soldiers. God is raising soldiers. God is raising soldiers. God is raising captains. God is raising majors in the realms of the spirit. That they are going to lead their generation to the next level. They are going to lead their children to the next level. They are going to liberate back. They are going to be the first person. I say your children will be the first people to do certain things. You will be that person to break that chain. That chain of poverty. You are that one. Hey, he's bringing you back to unto himself. The Lord. Today, I don't feel like preaching. Hey, because the Lord is working. Lekatatata, makapara badala, alo seketete, lekaparabra, elepakabosa, rapaya bada, rakoparosa ba, eleketeyanda ba, maranta bada bada ba, ratatatata. Let somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. I will be that person the Lord is going to use. I will be that person. Begin to declare into your life. I am going to change. I'll be that person to change that story. I'll be that person to change that story. I'll be that person to change that story. I'll be that person to change that perception. Some of us, I tell you, some of us, because of situations, you cannot pray like you used to pray. This Sunday is a new beginning. This morning is a new beginning. The Lord is setting you on fire. Anytime the Lord sets you on fire, is for the journey ahead. I want you to pray right now and say, oh God, set me on fire. Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. Are you there? Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. After this, I'm going to declare some words into the life of people here. This is what the Lord is telling me. Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. Mato shekatata. Le katata yana nabandia. Rapa yapata balandia. Hey, hey. The Spirit of God. 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 The Spirit of God is here. Ezekiel chapter 2. Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. It says, then the Spirit entered me when he spoke to me. Then the Spirit entered me when he spoke to me and set me on my feet, and I heard him who spoke to me. The Spirit entered me as I'm speaking. The Spirit of the Lord is entering into you. The Spirit of the Lord is setting you on fire. Liberation is taking place. I don't know. Liberation is taking place. Liberation. 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 I see God giving some letters unto people. I see letters being sent. Letters. I see letters. I see envelopes. Envelopes. I see envelopes. I see envelopes. I see envelopes.
I can stop singing cause you turned my life around.
Jesus.
You are the one who made my life so colorful. I can stop
Jesus.
Singing cause you made my
life. The Spirit of the Lord is here.
Father and mercy and grace. Your love has come, shut my heart. Love our
He said, as he speak, the Spirit entered me.
You are everything. Everything.
There's something you want the Lord to do for you.
Everything that I've done.
Wherever you are, if you can go on your knees, please do.
I'm so glad.
In the next 2 minutes.
I'm so glad.
Go on your knees and say, Lord, the last time I heard Atu, the last time I heard Sammy, the last time I heard one brother sharing testimony about you, Lord, you did it for me. You did it for them. You can do it for me too. Lord, the way you did it for Abena, Lord, I said, go on your knees. The way you did it for Abena, now let me take you to the Bible. The way you gave Anna 5 children, even 6. Anna asked for just one to give it back unto you. But at the end, you gave Anna 6 children. Lord, whatever I'm going through, I don't know.
Who made my life so beautiful? You are the one.
I see people dropping certain things on altar. Today, this is not what I came here for. Some people are crying. That marriage problem. You are asking God, is this what I went for? Is this what I asked for? That issue, you are asking God, Lord, so when, Lord, I've been praying, so when? But I'm here to tell you,
when I thought I was in my lowest,
the God,
the
Bible said, the woman with the issue of blood, I want you to go on your knees. And say, Lord, I know you can solve that problem. You are my Father. You are the only one I can talk to. Some of us, because of trust, there are issues in our life that we cannot tell anybody. I tell you, God, there are issues in your heart. In the next 10 minutes, I'm ending.
I thought life was finished. I thought.
Today I don't know.
But God, you came.
But I am here to tell you.
You came through for me.
Don't give up.
There's no man you cannot lead.
Don't give up.
There's no man you cannot help.
Don't ever give up.
This is my
testimony. Don't ever give up.
I know there is no man you cannot lead.
See, sometimes
there is no man you cannot help.
God has to correct certain things in our lives so that when He gives us something, it will be sustainable. Maybe you are praying for a marriage. Maybe you are praying that you will travel. When it's not your time yet and you travel, maybe you are going to meet certain situations there. And if you're not careful, you will lose your life. Recently, I had a prophetic word about somebody who, a prophet of God said to him, no, your time is not yet up. Don't travel. The guy traveled and he came back with his corpse. God is telling someone, no, don't enter into that marriage. Wait, I am preparing something for you.
I didn't know that those times that I was washing cars.
I knew a lot of people entered into marriage and they are no more. The marriage killed them.
I didn't know that it was just beginning. I didn't know.
Some people, there are certain career path they have chosen. And that career path is weighing them every day. They are in depression.
If this is the way you father me, if this is the way you father me, if this is the way you father,
always you are talking.
I love the way
you are depressed.
You father me. I love the way
when you are asked one question, you will tell the whole story of your life. You are depressed. I am here to tell you, God, the woman with the issue of blood, Bible said, she had been going everywhere for solution. She couldn't. Nobody was able to solve her problem. I tell you, she even came to Jesus. Jesus never mind the woman. Do you know? But Bible said, the woman said, if I can touch
there's nobody the Lord cannot help
of his garment, my story will change. And Bible said, the moment she touched it, her story changed.
I don't know what you are passing through right now. All you need to do is to pour your love on Jesus.
Let me tell you,
pour your love on
God
Jesus.
Is ready to listen to you.
Pour your love on Jesus. There is no sickness.
There's one thing Anna said that always reminds me of certain things. When the pastor asked her, Anna, why this morning?
When prayer stormed back on,
like the way we are right now. Why early this morning?
When it looks like my world is lonely. Jesus.
Years back, about 50 years ago, I was in my room praying.
So you are the one.
I was in my room praying. Praying on top of my voice.
I can't stop singing.
When I finished praying and I came out, one of my cousins asked me, hey, what is going on today, dear? You are praying, pow. I said, you don't know what I have seen and what is going on in my life. That's what I said in my head.
Never leave any man on account of weakness today.
You don't know what I saw, what I encountered.
Of weakness today, because tomorrow,
see, as we are here, nobody knows what you are going through and your heart desire.
In my head, I've been of help to you.
It's only God.
Never leave any man on account of weakness today. Help him. Go after them.
Say, oh God.
Help them to rise. Help them to be.
If you have solved a Joel's problem.
Help them. Let this be your long.
If you are the one that gave my sister marriage.
The more you hate them is the more the Lord.
If you are the one that took this person to school.
The more you are tired of them is the more.
If you are that one that opened that door, that traveling door, you can do the same for me.
I thought it was all over. Look at me. A global name. A global name. Jesus who have made
ha.
Jesus who made it so. A global name. You made a book. A global name.
Jesus.
Jesus, you did.
I tell you.
Jesus, you did it.
Sometimes you hear the testimonies everywhere. Testimonies everywhere. And you ask yourself, when will my testimony also come?
Fame to my table, I didn't go to it. You served them on my table.
When will I also have a testimony?
Just enjoy them. So I don't know whether
you see people sharing their testimonies.
You've been doing for years.
And you ask yourself, am I at the same place?
Like nobody's coming to
am I praying the same prayer that other people are praying?
This is to just encourage you. Remain there. I don't know why, but just remain there. One day, the moon and the stars and the light of God will they that wait on the Lord their strength. Keep don't stop. Don't be deceived. Don't let Satan deceive you. Because when God will change your story, don't remember how long you have waited. When light will come on you, you will not remember how long you have waited. Now is the best time to serve Jesus. God bless you.
Beloved, I want you to connect yourself. Yes. I want you to connect yourself. Now, I want to pray for some few people here. My time is up. Ha. I don't know. God is wiping up some tears. Marav Shabrandiata. We are from different backgrounds. We speak different languages. Everyone and the kind of battle they are fighting. Some people are fighting childbearing battle. Some are fighting marriage battles. Some cry they are in the marriage, but they are fighting marriage problems battle. Some are fighting business. When they do business, they are getting the business, but the money. When the money comes, they don't know where it passes. Sometimes you cry. Some of us, the kind of businesses we are doing, we don't need to owe anyone. But every day, you owe somebody. Somebody too. That person have everything ready to marry. There's nobody to marry. Spirit of God is talking to you. Psalm 121. It says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. The Lord is here with you. See, let me make this prophetic direction. Good day, God's very own. Good day. God bless you for joining the life. God bless you for joining the life. It says, Psalm 121, verse 1 to 3. Let me read it for you. I don't know. But my spirit is telling me that somebody, Jesus, God has answered your secret prayer. And very soon, you manifest. It's going to be very beautiful. And you sing this song. Jesus, you love me too much. I feel it within my spirit. God is releasing things. He's releasing the presence of God. He says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Beloved, receive grace this morning. Receive grace. receive grace. Ah, my time is up. My time is up. God, ah, I see somebody crying. The Lord is telling me, cry no more. Cry no more. Cry no more. Cry no more. Oh God. Spirit of God. Ha. There's somebody here. The Lord is telling me that you receive big contracts, but the moment you get the money, you get the money. The Lord says, I should pray for you. The Lord says, I should pray for you. You receive big contracts. When you get the contract, before you realize, you are owing people. You don't know what happens. You are owing people one way or the other. But you get jobs. Please, if you are that person, the Lord says, I should pray for you just here. I should lay a prophetic word on you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you are such person, if you are that person, please call up or own up. Yes. You get contracts. Hey. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Call in and let me pray for you. You get contracts. But thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Hello, how are you? Hello, can you speak up, please?
Yes, please. I'm fine by God's grace.
We thank God. We thank God.
Yes, please.
Okay, talk to me. Talk to me. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes, I don't know. Everything around my life is in this mess. Mm. It's in a mess. Mm. Like, at my work right now, a lot is happening. Mm. And I get money's missing. To the extent that my people even feel nothing good can come out of me. Everyone is giving up on me.
Jesus.
Even just yesterday, I had some money in my room. 100 CDs got missing. I don't know how.
Jeez. And then
I don't know where to even start.
Cry no more. Cry no more. I pray for you. May the Spirit of the Lord that changes destinies change your life in the name of Jesus. May the power of God that reneweth strength, renew your strength in the name of Jesus. I come against every demonic force and every demonic power that tries to frustrate the life of people in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Deliverance is at your doorstep. And deliverance is entering into your life. You are delivered. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 God bless you. Please drop your number so that we can, if you are new here, you can drop your number so that we can add you to the WhatsApp group. So that anytime I come on live, you can join and we pray along. Certain things need consistent prayer. Certain things need consistent prayer and connection. Yes.
Thank you, please.
Certain things.
Thank you.
God bless you. Please, you can drop. I will talk to you back door. Okay, you can drop your number.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, please.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, God bless
you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, I want to locate somebody here. I want to locate somebody. I want to pray for one person. I want to pray for one person. Please, if you are new here. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. I want to locate one more person before I close. I have 2 minutes. Who am I locating? Spirit of God. Please follow me. If you are new here, please follow me or drop your number so that we can add you to the WhatsApp group, or I can get in touch with you if I want to pray with you behind back door. Yes. Okay, God's very own. Please, you can drop your number, or you can so that anytime, or you can take my number and WhatsApp me. You can. Okay, let me drop my number rather so that you can follow me. You can WhatsApp me. Yes, you can WhatsApp me. Please WhatsApp me. Please WhatsApp me. Take my number and WhatsApp me. Please take my number and WhatsApp me so that we can add you to the WhatsApp group that we are trying to come up with. Let me locate one more person. Spirit of God. Brother Sammy, how are you doing? I told you I have to talk to you, yes. You know, I sent you a message. Did you receive the message, Brother Sammy? Yes, so around 8 in the evening, okay, after this service, I have 2 services to go to church. So you can call me around that time, okay, and then we can talk. God bless you. I'll pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Please, if you are new here, please follow me so that when I come live, you can also be part of it. And those of you who want to support the ministry, you can also get in touch with me. This is the number. You want to support, maybe you want to sow a seed into this prophetic word. Not here, but you are attached to do something. You can also do it. I cannot stop anybody, but if you are attached to do something, you can do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can do it. God bless you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I have to locate one more person. I have to locate one more person. There's somebody here. I have to locate. I'm looking for the person. Let me mention the names. If you are here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Are you here? Brother Sammy, are you here? Madam Elena, are you here? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Rose, are you here? Madam Mercy, are you here? Bernard, are you here? Bernard, are you here? Who is this Bernard? If this Bernard is here, Bernard, climb up and let me talk to you. The Lord says I should pray for you. Pebby, auntie, are you here? Pebby, auntie, Prophet Bedu Isaac, are you here? Jesus. Obinewa, please follow me, okay? God bless you. Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you, Spirit of God. I'm trying to locate some people. Obinewa, call in. Obinewa, if you are here, call in. Bernard, if you are here, call in. Bernard, if you are here, call in. Obiniwa, if you are here, call in. Abina Bwahima, if you are here, call in. Yes, these three people, let me pray and see a word into their lives. Kabadabadabra, I see you, I see you, I see. I know Jacob. Jacob Bell. Yes, Jacob Bell. I see you. I know Jacob Bell. I see you. God bless you for joining the live. Please follow me. Mr. Gabriel, is this the Gabriel I know? God bless you for joining. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God's very own. Wow, I love the name. God bless you. Who is this? Mercy. Is it Mercy? I'm seeing something like Mercy. Ah. I am closing. Hey. Okay. Samuel, you are welcome. God bless you. God bless you. Please follow the Samuel. Let me just pray for someone. Let me just pray for someone. Someone, I pray for you. I pray for you. May God give you grace to do exploits. Yes. Are you in any way supporting any ministry? Let me talk to someone. The Lord said I should just encourage you. Okay, let me encourage you. Are you in any way? Supporting any ministry? If you are not doing that, do it. God bless you. Because God has given you a certain grace to do something for Him. God bless you. God bless you. Now I pray for everyone on this life that may the Lord take away your burden. May God, may the Lord that answered by fire answer your secret prayers. May God continue to shower His blessings upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. He that is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all, may He continue to do more for you. Ah, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. All right, beloved, we have these sessions on Saturdays and Sundays in the morning, 4 a.m. Ghana time. 4 a.m. Ghana time. It could be another time in another country. But 4 a.m. Ghana time. 4 a.m. Ghana time. So please follow. And then you can even WhatsApp me. My WhatsApp number is what I shared. That you'll be part of this grace that the Lord has given unto us. Yes. It's a blessing. And by the grace of God, we just came on this spot being up. But it is really growing. The Lord is doing great things here. I salute Sir Michael. You are welcome. God bless you so much. The Lord is doing so great here. We just joined this spot being up. And the Lord, and I was there when the Lord said to me that I should go on this. And as I begin, the Lord is really doing great things here. And two, I was praying. Now I used to do it on Monday and Wednesdays. Morning and then in the afternoon. I was there when the Lord said to me that no, move it to Saturday mornings. I said, like, people will be sleeping. People will be sleeping. The Lord said, no. I said, move it there. Move it there. The first day I came on this life, the declarations that were made, I want you to be part of this blessing. Whatever way you can support by sharing, whatever way you can support by liking the life, you can share to people, whatever way you can support, continue supporting. And I know you are also doing your ministry work. God bless you so much. Have a very good Sunday. We will talk. God bless you. So it's Saturday morning and Sunday morning. Saturday morning and Sunday morning. God bless you so much. See you. See you. See you. See you. Bye-bye.